When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. I'm here in Atlanta, like I said. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he is holding it down on the boards in New York City. And right now in Las Vegas, there's an ass whooping going on. This is a beatdown. It's Thursday Night Football. The Raiders are beating, destroying, smacking, ripping up the Chargers. The score is 42-0. Let me say that again. The score is 42-0. Let me say it again. It is 42-0. And it's halftime. Me, I'm a sick person. I'm sick. I got no problems. I got no issues admitting it. I hope that the Raiders somehow, some way can double up the score. And if I can do some simple math here, doubling up the score would mean that the Raiders would beat the Chargers 84-0. Sign me up for it. I loved it watching the Denver Broncos lose. I think they actually deserved it early this year. The Dolphins ran them off the damn field 70-20. I need an 84-0 game. Give me it. Or give it to me. Yeah, give it to me now. Chargers are just punting the ball, turning over the ball, and the Raiders, every time they get the ball, they're just scoring. Now, we know football is a tale of two halves. Am I expecting the Chargers and, what's this guy's name, Easton Stick from North Dakota State, am I expecting him to come out onto the field and turn things around? No. No, I'm not. Do I think that they might put up a score or make it competitive? Maybe. But does anybody care about Brandon Staley at this point? He's standing on the sidelines. And he just looks not lost. He looks like there's nothing that he can do. And he can't. Because he can't go onto the field. He can't tackle. He can't catch. He can't hold on to the ball. Brandon Staley can't do anything but get fired sooner than later. That's just the unfortunate reality for the man. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on this Thursday night football ass-whooping as the night goes on. And my many apologies, many, many apologies to all the Charger fans. The real ones who actually exist in, like, San Diego. And then the ones, I guess, who also exist in Los Angeles because they have to watch this terrible team always find a way to lose. At least it's not a heartbreaking loss at the end of a game. At least it's a loss that you know that's coming. Look on the bright side. I hope you find the silver lining. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in on the many CBS Sports Radio affiliates that we broadcast out to. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. Thank you to everybody listening on a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. If you utilize the internet, you can go ahead You can find me there. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. And if you want to talk to me, you got a phone? Does it work? Ours does. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As I mentioned, I'll update you on this game. I don't know how much of an update I can give you outside of just the Raiders scored, the Raiders scored again, the Raiders scored. But we'll see what happens in the second half. Other things that we have to talk about tonight. Steve Kerr. He spoke to the media not too long ago. We'll hear from Steve Kerr as he shares his thoughts on Draymond Green. Shohei Ohtani introduced as the newest member of the Dodgers. The Dodgers also go out and they add they're trying to add a new starting pitcher from the Tampa Bay Rays. How about this? Ja Morant is going to talk to the media in the morning. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss outside of this beatdown on Thursday Night Football. But I guess the first question of the night I'm going to pose to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Hey, Shep, how you doing, man? You good?
I've been better, JR. Thank you. Thank you for asking, man. How are you?
I'm okay. Do I need to kick somebody in the nuts? No. Do I need the Draymond anybody?
JR, I don't know how much longer I can keep taking the high road.
All right.
I love you, man.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay, Shep. I will. I don't got Draymond's number, but I can find it. And then when he gets out of whatever rehab counseling session he is, we'll kick somebody in the nuts on behalf of well, of Shep.
I hope that doesn't happen, but I appreciate the sentiment, JR.
Yeah, no problem. I'm trying my best. Draymond Green, we know he has issues. He's for hire to kick people in the nuts. This afternoon, let's talk about this. There's a lot going on in Los Angeles. Los Angeles Chargers losing in Vegas. But maybe you can look on the bright side. Fans of L.A. sports, you got Shohei Ohtani, right? That's the bright side. Not that I think people in L.A. care about the Chargers. You got Shohei Ohtani. And today, Shohei Ohtani, a couple of hours ago, he was introduced as the newest member of the Dodgers. Now, I'll tell you this. He ain't speak no English. He didn't say thank, unless I missed it. There's a possibility. I didn't hear English, so I quit. I didn't hear thank you. I didn't hear nothing. I heard his translator the whole damn time. This was a big deal to bring in Shohei Ohtani. His translator was there. Dodgers faithful was there. Management was there. Guggenheim partners, owners of the Dodgers, they were all there. The president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, he was there. And he wasted no time in introducing Shohei Ohtani. Listen to this.
We are truly excited to be here today to introduce Shohei Ohtani to our market, to Dodger fans all over the world. Shohei is arguably the most talented player who's ever played this game. He is a player that we have long admired, and since joining Major League Baseball, he has continued to improve and sharpen his talents en route to becoming the most dynamic player in the game. The ability on the field is obvious, but as we went through this process to get a sense for just how passionate he is about this game really stood out to us. You could feel the importance of winning, and we knew that winning a lot was going to be a really important thing to him as he came down to making his final decision. With that, we couldn't be more thrilled to introduce the newest member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I love the hand claps. We listened to Shohei Ohtani, but he didn't say anything in English. I can pretty much tell you what he said. Nice to be here. Thank you to the Angels organization. I'm looking forward to being a part of the Dodgers, playing with my new team. That's what he said, but he said it in Japanese. A matter of fact, if you want to hear him speak something, say something, he did talk to Sportsnet LA afterwards, and he was asked about what the hell he's trying to do with the Dodgers. Listen to this and his translator. Listen, learn some Japanese.
もちろんワールドシリーズ勝つことですし、まあ、僕自身まだポストシーズンは行ったことがないので、まあ、まずレギュラーシーズンそこを目指したいですし、まあ、その先にワールドシリーズで勝つっていうのを目標にしたいなと思ってます。
Now, Of course the biggest goal is to win that World Series and personally I have not experienced the playoffs yet so that's one of the goals to make sure we make the postseason then World Series after.
Yeah, this man played all those years for the Angels, never played in the playoffs, never. He should get that chance. He should get that opportunity now that he's with the Dodgers. This is actually a team and a franchise that has won some World Series, 7 of them. Yeah, I know it was a long-ass drought between, what, 88 and 2020 in the pandemic year. But they competing for titles, man. They got Mookie Betts. They're moving him from the outfield to the infield. You got Freddie Freeman, who is nothing more than a professional hitter, always gets the job done. And now you got Ohtani in the lineup. And now you're also going to be bringing on Glasnow. I mean, he's good when he's healthy. I mean, that dude is, if you breathe on him the wrong way, if the wrong gust of wind flies by, Tyler Glasnow is done. I mean, the dude got hurt with Tommy John a couple of seasons ago, and he blamed it on not being able to use the sticky stuff. What is he going to do, stand out on the mound in Los Angeles and say, hey, the wind from the ravine kind of knocked me off kilter, I'm hurt? I mean, this is one of the Dodgers' biggest issues. It's pitching. We had plenty of guys get hurt. Dustin May's getting hurt. Tony Gonsolin busted up elbow. Urias, man, this guy doesn't know how to keep his hands to himself. The Dodgers should be competitive. They're going to spend money. And, oh, yeah, I didn't even mention Shohei Ohtani and his deferred salary, making $2 million a year for the first 10 years of this contract. And then they're just going to pay him the other 68 over the next 10 years when the contract is done. How this is legal, I have no idea. But, hey, welcome to the world of Major League Baseball. Ohtani's going to be getting bread for the next 20 years. Ohtani is going to be getting money when he's damn near 50 years old. And good for him. He deserves it. How long this man is able to go out there and pitch and hit at a high level and do both, I have no idea. He is a freak. Never seen anybody like this. I don't expect to ever again. And so he's going to be making his 70 mil a year, and everybody else is going to be looking up at him in the salary department. He's special. He's big time. I think it's appropriate that he's a member of the Dodgers. Stan Kasten, the president, the big boss, he also spoke, and he talked about the significance of Shohei Ohtani, not just on the field, but just as a part of the Dodgers and its aura.
Well, he is, first of all, what he does on the field is extraordinary. The Dodgers, for half a century, have been tied to the Pacific Rim, to the countries there, to the baseball in those countries there, in Japan, in Taiwan, in Korea. As you know, we're going to Korea to start this year. And this will not just cement it, it will propel, I think, our popularity and all of baseball's popularity, putting our two pieces together, the Dodgers and Shohei in Japan. It's going to make it even better for baseball, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Is it going to make it better for baseball? I mean, for the Dodgers, right? I don't know if this is good for baseball overall when you got a dude. Okay, sure, he's only making $2 million a year on the Dodgers' salary. I don't know if it's all that damn good when his salary is 70 mil, non-deferments, and then you got teams with payrolls at 70 million or less. So good for baseball, yeah, I guess from an interest perspective. Shohei Ohtani is going to be on the evening news. Shohei Ohtani is going to be talked about everywhere from Los Angeles to New York, out to Japan. And yeah, he's prime time. He is a global superstar, a global sensation. I hope he lasts. I hope he doesn't need another Tommy John surgery. I hope that they're not paying him just to go out there and hit bombs until he's, I don't know, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Hope his arm holds up. He's been a freak, but how much are we supposed to expect that to last over the next 10 years? I guess if you got Shohei Ohtani, you're paying him all this money, you expect to win, I don't know what, 2-3 World Series? That's what you're looking for, right? He officially put on that Dodgers cap. He officially stood on that stage. And then we even got word that not only is he now a Dodger, he's also participating in meetings trying to lure in Yamamoto, who I know the New York Yankees and Mets, they want a whole hell of a lot more. And so the Dodgers, oh yeah, they're the new evil empire. I know the Yankees are spending a lot of money, and the Mets and Steve Cohen, he got more money than anybody. But the Dodgers are where it's at. Shohei Ohtani makes me want to be a Dodger. Shohei Ohtani makes me want to pick up a bat and start swinging. Shohei Ohtani makes me want to learn how to throw a fastball or a split finger diver. That's what the hell I want to do. The Dodgers are it, man. All these other teams in baseball, why do some of them even exist? The Dodgers are the new it team. And Shohei Ohtani, he's making all the money. Maybe one day sooner than later, or maybe not. If I were him, I wouldn't speak English either. He'd be left alone. Maybe one day we'll hear him blurt out a few more sentences. He speaks English. I've heard him. Genius move. Hey, Shep, I should leave the United States of America. Oh, well, I talk for a living. I can't do that. I got to learn the language. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to Shohei Ohtani. Congratulations to the Dodgers. Maybe it'll be a match made in heaven. And let's see what happens if they can finalize this deal with Tyler Glass now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to keep you updated on this ass-whooping in Vegas. The Raiders beating the Chargers 42-0. About 5 minutes have gone by here in the third quarter. We're going to talk about the NBA. It's like the NBA is currently living in the twilight zone. And then when we come back on the other side of the break, yeah, Los Angeles is living large right now as the Raiders score again. It's about to be 49-0. This game is ridiculous. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. LA is living it up. Las Vegas is living it up. But San Francisco, man, they keep swinging and missing. And Buster Posey, making it sound like the city is a dump. We'll talk about it. By the time I come back from break, maybe the Raiders will have scored another touchdown.
They did.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Shep.
No, they did.
Oh, I said that already.
Exactly.
Yeah, I said they scored. I said it's 49-0, Shep. It's okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh my God, it happened. I don't know if this is an illusion. This is actually, this apparently is real. There has been another score here on Thursday Night Football, except for this time, it's the Chargers. They've actually gotten on the board here. Easton Stick, a 75-yard touchdown pass to Joshua Palmer. That's it. So now the score is 49-7. The Raiders lead 49-7. About 10 minutes left here in the third. Congratulations to the Chargers for at least getting a score up there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The big question is, does Brandon Staley make it through tonight? Does he make it through tomorrow? Does he see things through the end of the season? Is he going to get the boot after January? We will find out sooner than later. We opened up tonight's show by talking about Shohei Ohtani. The Dodgers holding his introductory press conference around 4 hours ago, and nothing out of the ordinary, just a photo op and a normal press conference. Oh, we're happy to have him. He's happy to be here. Let's win a World Series. Nothing out of the ordinary. And so Los Angeles gets its hands on what they hope is and has been up until now a transcendent star. And Shohei Ohtani was the first domino to fall here, major domino to fall in free agency. He could be multiple dominoes. And now everybody now just has to wait and see, you know, what else happens? Where does Yamamoto go? And where does Blake Snell go? What happens with Bellinger? And so we wait. But in the midst of the Giants of San Francisco missing out on Shohei Ohtani, we've gotten some bad things. Some bad reports, bad conversations out of San Francisco. In trying to bring in Shohei Ohtani, the Giants also brought in Buster Posey, one of the most decorated Giants here in their history, especially in their most recent history. 2012 MVP, about 12 seasons with the Giants from 2009 to 2021, three-time World Series champ. He's from right here where I live, out in Georgia. He's beloved. And Buster Posey, by the way, great guy. One of the nicest guys I've ever met, ever spoke to, ever interviewed. Great dude. And so Buster Posey was a part of the group that was meeting with Shohei Ohtani when Ohtani met with the Giants. And we know that Shohei Ohtani chose to go to Los Angeles with the Dodgers. And I didn't expect him to go anywhere but just move up I-5, and he did. And so, Buster Posey spoke to The Athletic following the announcement. And he basically said, Buster Posey, I love the Giants. I love the city of San Francisco. But then he continued on by saying, something I think is noteworthy, something that unfortunately keeps popping up from players and even the players' wives, is there's a bit of uneasiness with the city itself, as far as the state of the city with crime and drugs. Whether that's all completely fair or not, perception is reality. It's a frustrating cycle, I think, and not just with baseball. Baseball is secondary to life and the important things in life. But as far as a free agent pursuit goes, I have seen that it does affect things. Buster Posey basically saying, we've had some free agents that have had concerns about the quality of life in San Francisco. Damn. I mean, we can all talk about free agency, and we know what cities have always been attractive to professional athletes. People love the glitz and the glamour of Los Angeles. You know, we have some athletes who are, you know, they embrace New York the same way, or they might be afraid. We got athletes who want to take their talents down to South Beach. We got plenty of athletes all over the country who want to play in Houston. And if they're not playing in Houston, they want to live there in the offseason. Man, Atlanta, Georgia, teeming with professional athletes. You can see dudes walking down the street just relaxing, going to work out. You don't hear too many athletes saying, hey, I need to make my way to Oklahoma City. No disrespect to Oklahoma City. But we know the big-time free agent destinations. And San Francisco? Well, damn it, San Francisco as a city right now is just getting kicked when it's down. Not landing Shohei Ohtani. Not landing Aaron Judge. I mean, you can keep on going and you could say, man, they even tried to get Carlos Correa and that didn't work out because of that guy's damn leg. And so San Francisco, I told you last night, absolutely beautiful city. Probably the most scenic of cities here in the United States of America. If you want to throw New York, San Francisco, there's some differences there. L.A., Chicago. When it comes to the geography of the city and the hills and the mountains and the bay, the whole Bay Area is beautiful. The city, on the other hand, like in the city, on the streets, yeah, it can get a little dicey out there. Without a shadow of a doubt, I could tell you some things I've seen in the train station that would make people run for their lives. Yeah, I've rode BART before. I've rode BART quite a few times. I should get a medal for it. This isn't a good look. And Buster Posey said this to The Athletic, and then it was backed up. Ken Rosenthal. Hey, Shep, is that the short guy from Fox?
That's the very short guy from Fox.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever rode BART in his life, maybe a few times. Not now, not recently. He kind of backed up what Buster Posey said. He was on foul territory, and he's just like, yeah, there's some free agents that are a little worried about San Francisco. Listen to this.
They've got a geography problem, or a city problem, I guess I would say. Players, for whatever reason, have a negative perception of San Francisco right now. Not all players, of course. Jung-Woo Lee didn't have one. But they're running into this. Posey said that. And clearly the city has changed since the pandemic. There is not as much in-office work downtown, and it's kind of made the city a little emptier than it was, perhaps. And people talk about crime and all these things. I don't have statistics. I don't know for sure what's going on there. But that perception exists, as Posey said, fairly or unfairly. And they're battling that right now.
Damn. It's rough. And as Ken Rosenthal mentioned, Jung-Woo Lee happens to be a center fielder coming over from the Korean Baseball League. He's supposed to be a massive contact hitter. The Giants actually announced his signing about an hour ago. And this ain't nothing new. People have been crapping on San Francisco for years. San Francisco is too liberal. San Francisco is crime-ridden. We've had a lot of people parroting the same things about a lot of major cities. Man, San Francisco had issues before we had a pandemic or before we had people screaming and yelling. It's one of the most affluent places in the country. And then when you have so much affluence, when you got to think about the tech industry, there are a lot of people who kind of live on the borders that can't live, that get priced out. And it's unfortunate. It really is. And so, yeah, San Francisco has issues just like any place else. Big city, small city, intermediate city, it got issues. And it just really sucks that this has come to the limelight. You know, Buster Posey, I'm sure that he meant no harm, that he was being honest. Maybe if he had a chance to, reword what he said, I think he might consider doing so. He was just being real, being honest, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are going to be more people who take this and run with this. And San Francisco, what is it? Is it the prime example of urban blight here in the United States of America? I don't think so. I think there are worse places. But San Francisco now utilizing sports to kind of take a crap on the city. It sucks, man. It is, has been a beautiful place. It can be a beautiful place. And I think it's unfortunately getting the limelight when we got a lot of cities with a lot of major issues. It's bad. San Francisco coming out on the short end of the stick. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. Yeah, San Francisco getting crapped on. But how about this? Los Angeles wins again. And not just with Shohei Ohtani. I'll share with you the latest news about Los Angeles as it looks to be super again. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? You can contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's real simple. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about the signing of Shohei Ohtani, or actually the introductory press conference today. Nothing out of the ordinary there. We talked about Buster Posey taking the time and opportunity to say, yeah, people have concerns about the city of San Francisco when it comes to crime and quality of life and whatnot, and that might actually be affecting free agents like Shohei Ohtani. And then, of course, we have a Thursday night football game going on right now. The Raiders lead the Chargers 49-7. A little less than about 90 seconds or so left here in the third. We just need to get this game to hold on over with. And then we'll see if Brandon Staley still has a job in a few hours. 855-212-4CBS. Let's take some of your calls. And then I want to tell you some other positive news for Los Angeles outside of the signing of Shohei Ohtani. Let's go ahead and talk to Manny from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Manny?
Not much. You, my brother?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Man, I don't know what to say, man. Last couple of things have been interesting to say, especially for Mr. Can't Keep Your Hands to Yourself. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Draymond.
Yes. I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, Draymond has a problem, man. He can't keep his hands to himself. He goes after players who are not known for being perceived as not being tough. I mean, he goes, even his own teammate, for God's sakes. I mean, with Jordan Poole. And I gotta say this is true. I have a huge problem with people like Steve Kerr. And like Steve Kerr, for example, Steve Kerr is the same person who was coached by Phil Jackson. He has a problem when somebody gets dirty on dirty some of his players, but when Draymond does dirty towards the other players, he always defends him. I mean, Steve Kerr, I mean, he's weak. I'm sorry. Well, the Warriors don't have a leadership. They have a leadership problem. They don't got leadership within that team. I'm sorry.
What we'll do, Manny, how about this? At the top of the hour, we'll actually hear from Steve Kerr, because the Golden State Warriors are in action tonight, and Steve Kerr spoke pregame, and he had some words and comments about Draymond Green. And then we also saw Andrew Wiggins bench tonight for their game against the Clippers. So we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Las Vegas. Are we going to see a big man touchdown? Yes, we are. Ridiculous. This is nuts. The Chargers turn the ball over again. And the big man rumbles. I don't even know what big man that was yet. I saw a number 65 running slow as hell down the field. And I'm like, again, it's 55-7. Jenkins gets the touchdown here. Oh, my God. You can't make this up. Yeah, Easton Stick gets sacked and Jenkins picks the ball up. And the big man just rumbles as fast as a big man can. You cannot make this up.
John Jenkins, you're right, JR. 330-pound John Jenkins.
Rumbling. 56-7. The Raiders are destroying the Chargers. Brandon Staley is walking around like a dude who's just like, he's worried about whether or not they even going to let him on the team bus.
Well, JR,
to get back on the team plane.
Has a head coach ever been fired mid-game?
Nah, I know we saw Vontae Davis. He decided to quit mid-game.
Right. There is that precedent. It should take place tonight. Let's just be real about that.
Not a bad idea for him to walk off. He looks so uncomfortable. Not that I feel bad or my soul hurts for him, but he looks like a dude who has no job right now, and he knows it. Man, I don't know if the guy has a wife. I don't know if he got kids. They're sitting at home going, oh, man, daddy about to get fired. This is ugly. 56-7. The Raiders lead the Chargers right now. This is a tale of turnovers, of which now the Chargers have four of them. They have four turnovers, and they have 9 first downs. They've converted 2 of 8 third downs. They suck. And Justin Herbert standing around with his hand in a cast. Awful. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to somebody in Vegas. His name is Andre. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, JR, man? How you doing, man? Shout out to the Raiders, man. I'm all around football fan. I'm happy for the Raiders, but they suck. But I just wanted to tell you, man, about my boy, and Shep, man, I appreciate you too, Shep. You do a hell of a job on the radio. But I want to talk about my man Draymond Green real quick, man. Hey, he's just stuck in the wrong era, man. You know, he needs to be there with Oakley and Barkley and them boys. And, you know, he probably was just worked out a flagrant one and sat down. But now I want to go to my Baltimore Ravens real quick on you, JR. You're going to go to Jacksonville. You're going to put that little dude on his behind. Then you're going to go to San Francisco, the MVP, the Golden Helmets, the Gold Star Warriors, what they call them, the Avengers out there in San Francisco. My crazy problem is he ain't never seen no defense like the Ravens because they got a Ravens defense, San Francisco. Then they're going to put Tua on his behind. I mean, come on. KC can do it. You think we ain't going to do it? And we might take a little break on Pittsburgh by putting Huntley.
Okay.
What you think about that, y'all? Shout out to all my truck drivers. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Andre. Shout out to all the truck drivers as well. Towards the end of his call, I ain't know what the hell he was saying, to be honest. I heard something about Ravens, and then I guess he was going down the schedule, and now they're replaying this this touchdown by Jenkins. This man was looking up at the video board while he was running down the field to see who was catching him. And Antonio Pierce, the interim head coach of the Raiders, is having a time of his life on the sidelines right now. Shep, do we see another touchdown by the Raiders? What's the score here? It's going to be like 60-something, right?
It might be. So the Dolphins had a chance at some point, JR, 2 months ago to, I believe, break the NFL record, which was...
And they quit. Yeah,
right.
Mike McDaniel said
not. Correct. They elected not to kick the field goal. Where is it, 72, 73? Does that sound about right? So I think the Raiders...
The score was, I think it was 70-20.
Right. No, but the record, I think, is 72-73. So if you're the Raiders and you're battling 500 this season, and let's hope they get there, this has got to be your time to go for it. Because what
else
do you...
I don't think they're going to do that. No?
No, this game
is done. They don't need to be... I had to watch my language.
Right.
They don't need to be asses here like it's done.
JR.
Like they need to get the ball back, kind of chip away at the clock, run the ball, short pass, completion. Let's just call this a wrap.
Yeah, but this is no different from like a time where like a player has an all-time great game. They're never going to hit 70 again, and they have an opportunity to score 80. You go for the 80 because you're
the Raiders. They're doing nothing, man. They got 56 points. These dudes ain't thinking about that. They're like, hey, how can I go home and have a party? Like,
yeah,
I ain't think.
Yeah, but if you're
that.
But JR, but if you're Antonio Pierce, like you know that the Raiders are not kind to interim head coaches. Shout out Rich Bisaccia, right? So can't you solidify this by saying I put up the most points in the history of the NFL? You owe me at least a 2-year contract. No, okay.
No, that's Bush League garbage. No, I think he got a little bit more integrity than that. You whoop their ass, whether it's a record or not. You beat the hell out of them. And I think everybody would, it'd be clear as day that you're running up the score. So just run the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if they got another score up there, but I don't think they're going to be out there hunting for another, 15 points to kind of push it to the edge. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hopefully you're not mad at me, my friend.
Why?
What
the hell would I be mad at you for?
That's what I told Greg.
I love you.
That's what I told you, Greg. He's not mad at you.
What the hell? Okay. What are you talking about?
It's all good. Love you. You're very special.
Okay. Nah. Why did you think I'd be mad?
I don't know.
But go ahead. You're telling lies on the radio.
Greg, just very quickly, not to speak for you. A lot of times Jared can get to you right away, but sometimes, Greg, there just happens to be like 20, 30 people waiting. It does take a long time to get to you at times. So I told you JR is not mad at you for 1 second, man.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, about the Pistons real quick, we have to break the record. I want us to be humiliated. I want Goris to do something. There has to be a change. I want us to just that. But when it comes to Draymond, what a petulant child. He's, like you said, your analysis last night, JR, was fantastic. Spot on. Does he have any mental issues? No. I just don't think he cares. I think he's a petulant child. I think he just goes out and does whatever he wants, when he wants. You know, when you're a multimillionaire, you think you can just do whatever you want. And hopefully he can be like JR and do something like Agents of Inclusion, do something positive for the world, make the world a better place.
You know what?
Having
actually about that, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I got to hit the break. Draymond Green actually does a lot of great works with Special Olympics.
Beautiful.
He actually does.
Great.
I know it sounds crazy. That is, I know when he's not punching NBA players, he's actually a very charitable with his time. He is.
Very good, sir. Thank you for that education.
No
Love
problem.
You. Have a great
Thank
night.
Thank you for calling from Michigan. You too. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, you can be a lunatic on the basketball court and then work with folks with intellectual disabilities off of it. Draymond Green actually had a teammate who was on the spectrum when he played at Michigan State. And so Draymond Green has been an advocate. Did the Chargers turn the ball over again? The answer is yes, and it's a touchdown. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 62-7.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Gray Bar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Gray Bar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Gray Bar does that.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.